Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that.
Hi Adam, you all right?
Hi, you're right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, all good.
I'm sorry for some technical difficulties, but yeah. Just had to take my daughter's iPad off her, so she's thrilled. No, thanks for having us on. I appreciate the shout.
I just asked Lee, and again, I'm assuming the answer is no, but have you listened before?
No, I have to be honest, I don't listen to podcasts, believe it or not.
Neither do I.
I have the same Spotify playlist that I play every day, and it gets a new song added maybe a month.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I'm shocking. I think that's my ADD. I've got my routine of a few Oasis songs been added recently, but don't ask Lee about that.
Yeah, I've heard that was controversial, that one.
Wow. Why is it controversial?
You got tickets and I didn't.
Oh.
You didn't either, did you, Tosh?
I have got one now, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
Feels great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It should be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are a man down. Well, a man down up the regulars anyway, as Callum is swanning off in Minnesota, USA. But we have been lucky enough to be joined by two replacements. The first time I've ever actually had two guests on the pod. We've got two Mr. P's, who to people within education like Tosh and myself are, I don't know what you might call, the people's champions. They kind of fight the good fight for those in education. And they're also the hosts of their own podcast, which is Two Mr. P's in a Podcast. So we are delighted to have them with us. Lads, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Excited.
Hopefully you'll enjoy it anyway. Now, we're going to start off with, we like to test your football knowledge on this podcast, but when Tosh does a quiz, he likes to test your general knowledge as well.
Oh, my God.
So he's going to play a game of football Linky. I don't know if you ever played Linky.
But... Oh, I love Linky.
Yes.
There we go. We've got professional here.
Yeah, I love
Back
it.
By popular demand.
Yeah. So, Tosh, go on, take it away.
And you haven't named the segment.
Linky.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, this is another edition of what we now call Leon Osmond's House of Games. There you go.
Thank you.
Right then, so... You may need a bit of paper for this. We're obviously jotting down a couple of answers. I'm not sure if you can keep control on your phone or something, just doing that. I'll quickly explain the rules. So anyone who's played Linky before will know exactly what we're talking about. There's going to be a link between four different questions. So the answers will all have one common link. Okay. So four questions, all the answers will have a link. And it might not be the whole of the answer is the link. So don't be diving in too quickly. We've also done it that the way we do it on this show is if you want to guess, you put it in the chat to me. If you get it after the first clue, 4 points. Second clue, 3 points. Third clue, 2 points. And fourth clue, 1 point. If you get it wrong, you are out. So if you can't, there's no incentive to start diving in with answers. And we'll see how specific we need to be. We had a bit of controversy last time, I think, with a few people like on the right lines, but not quite right. So we'll see how harsh we're going to be for that one.
Right.
Have I explained that well enough? I feel like I haven't, but I think having played Linky might be okay. So let's start with the first question. I'm trying to think which one to do. I've got three different sets. Two presidents of the United States of America in the early 20th century shared the same surname, Franklin and Sure, I'm confident.
I'm sorry, we're going in early, you know.
Already?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the way you think. No, go on, I'll get one more clue. Then I'll go for it.
Australian TV star nicknamed the Crocodile Hunter, cruelly taken from us by a stingray. You're messaging, yeah, Sean's coming in, just me, obviously. Third question. Assistant to the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin in Scranton. Someone shrewd. I've got an answer, so I'll just give people a bit more time if you want to have a think.
I've gone in. I've gone for it. Is there another clue?
There is one more clue. Everton hard man who famously beat up someone trying to burgle his house.
I think I've lost this one now.
I hope I've been specific enough there, because yeah, I think that last one might have done me.
There's going to be some controversy here. Just waiting on Adam. Are you any ideas, Adam? Are you going to submit an answer?
I think I've got three. I think I've got three of the answers. I think I'm just trying to think of the. No, I don't think I do. Pretty okay. Good, actually. That third one, I have absolutely no idea.
Oh.
You want to take a punt?
Or you're calling it out.
Can you just repeat the third clue?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll be able to repeat the same question, but we'll go with it. Assistant to the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin Scranton, someone shrewd.
That is the better version of the franchise as well, just to point that out.
Well, I can agree to disagree on that one.
I'm gonna have to call it.
Fair enough. We'll go through the questions quickly then and we'll see what we think the answers were. So first one was about the two presidents early 20th century. Sean, what did you think that was?
So I thought it was Teddy. Which made me think straight away about United.
I was
just waiting for another United player in the second clue, which I think I got. But then I don't know if I've gone early and I've maybe been a bit too specific.
Second clue was the Australian man Crocodile Hunter killed by his thing was Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I got that one.
Third one, the assistant manager was Dwight Schrute.
I put Gareth, that's why I went fullbacks at United.
Oh, yeah.
I went the UK version. I got Irwin and Gareth, and I was like, right, I'm in for fullbacks here.
So, yeah, Mr. P's guess was Gareth was fullbacks at United. Sean, what was yours?
I went United treble winners.
And then we also had Bob United squad in the 90s. The last one was obviously Everton Hardman, Duncan Ferguson. So I was looking for United treble winners for that one. So I'm going to have to give Sean the points. I actually can't remember when you dived in, Sean, though, to be honest.
Well, I'll be honest, I was typing as you read the third clue, so I think I should get it for the second clue.
Nah, 2 points.
I got Steve Irwin, Duncan Ferguson. I put Michael for... Is that what Steve Carell's character's called or not?
Yeah, he is the manager.
I've never watched The Office in US. But then I put Theodore for... Roosevelt, and I couldn't get Theo Walker out my headshot.
I actually think they're the hardest questions, but maybe the nicest link. So I don't know how that makes you feel, but we'll go with the next one then. So, so next clue, same idea. So, first question: former UK Prime Minister who came back from a meeting with Hitler in 1938, claiming he had peace in our time. Neville, someone.
Oh, I'm going for it.
Oh. He's trying to make up them points.
Yeah, two extremes, yeah.
Just like, it's typical Adam, just shoots early.
Have you been speaking to my wife again, Lee? Jesus.
Adam is in. Next question. An idea from Hinduism or Buddhism of something in the forehead supposed to provide perception beyond ordinary sight. Can you tell I didn't really write that question?
Mate, Adam's got to the one in now, isn't he?
Yeah. To be honest, it makes no difference because I have no idea on this question.
Nah, I haven't got a clue yet.
Yeah, I struggle with that question. I'll get later off that one. Okay, third question. 1976 Robert De Niro film based in New York. Something Driver.
I've got it.
Well, Pop's already given me something controversial as well, but... No, controversial, I think. Could be a controversial. And the last one, I think we're waiting on one more. Clergyman of the Simpsons, Reverend.
Bollocks.
Oh, we're all in. Right, quickly flying through the answers
contentious,
then.
Contentious, not controversial, I'm saying.
Yeah, contentious, I didn't mean, I meant that. So first one, we had Neville Chamberlain. Yeah. It was at that point Adam jumped in. What was you thinking, Adam?
I just went straight for Helen Chamberlain in Soccer AM.
Oh.
Tell you what.
Have you pulled that out?
I know, that was unbelievable.
I thought you were going to go Oxlade.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I was thinking. That was I typed out Liverpool Champions League winners about to press send. Then thought Tosh isn't going to go for a Liverpool one here.
Yeah, or made the breadsticks. Could have had that one as well. Second one was the question I'm not going to repeat was Third Eye. Oh. The third one, Taxi Driver. And the fourth one, Lovejoy. So I was thinking linking to Soccer AM. Bob said Soccer AM cast. Now, are they all Soccer AM cast members, Sean? You've got to decide.
I don't remember Johnny Taxi being on Soccer AM.
I think we had two again for Sean. Sean was on the third clue, Mr. P on the last one. So four points for Adam there. Unbelievable.
See, sometimes shooting early isn't so bad.
It isn't. Right, last question to decide, really. First part. Something that travels at 300 million meters per second is described as traveling at the speed of. If you go in now and get it, I'd be very impressed. Second question. In Line of Duty, Ted Hastings and the rest of the crew were always trying to catch what type of coppers?
Oh, I'm going for it.
See the nervousness of wait to die and dive in. Sean is in. Lee's in as well. Do we want the third question?
How many points will that be if that's right?
It'll be 3 points.
So that gets me equal to Adam.
No, even Adam doesn't get it right.
You don't get it right.
Third question. Portuguese snide, who in the summer became the oldest player to ever play in the Euros.
Just sit back and relax, yeah. Knowledge.
I've got no idea.
No guesses, am I getting the fourth one?
Oh, God.
And last one then. 60s band who had hits such as Surfing USA, California Girls, and Good Vibrations.
Have you gone for Adam? You got it?
Yeah. Well, I think so, yeah.
No, I can't be asked.
That's just better.
Every time I've put something, you say I'm the wrong level of specific anyway, so getting it wrong is completely pointless.
Are we all in, Tosh?
We're all in. Right then, quickly flying through to finish us off then. So something that travels at 300 million meters per second is described as traveling at the speed of light. Line of Duty, Ted Hastings and the crew were always trying to catch what type of coppers was bent. Let's carefully pick that question. Portuguese. At that point, we had two guesses. Lee, what was your guess?
The beach ball incident.
Beach ball incident. Portuguese snide was Pepe. And last one, safe in USA, etc., was the Beach Boys. So it was the beach ball incident.
Get in there.
I think, though, we'll just count up the scores. Bob got zero, so that's an easy one. We have...
doing a show.
Adam with 5 points, Lee with 4, and Sean with 6. So Sean takes that one, I'm afraid. But some good answers there, very good.
I make it 7 for me.
No, I only give you 2 for the first one.
Yeah, and I got 3 then.
Yeah, true.
Nice one. Some maths teacher.
I should have won that. I should have, with Steve Irwin, I should have gone for United treble. But at the end of the day, when you beat your brother and you get away with tickets, it's just a good day.
And yours was probably the answer today, the speculative one as well. I think
you've got to definitely
give that one.
Yeah, best goal, wasn't it? Best goal.
Yeah, definitely.
I really wish it was footballers who went out with pop stars. That would have been a...
Is that what you went for?
That's what I was thinking of the first one. Chamberlain, I'm like, right. If next one's Beckham.
Oh, yeah, it's fair.
Is there anyone else we could have been? Oh, Jamie Redknapp? Yeah.
I think as well. Jamie Redknapp.
Ashley Cole. England's second best left back.
Ashley Cole. There's a card for you next. For the, well, you can't
I'll just cut all this out, Sam. Yeah, I'll never know. Right, go on. Thanks, Tosh. I'll take me win there because it's probably the only one I'll have today. So, that's nice. But we'll move on then to our Marooned 5 topic, which, unfortunately, again, Tosh, you're going to have to do loads of talking. Is that all right?
It's all right. Yeah, no problem. So, as always, we'll hear a review last week. So, last week's topic was best showboaters because we had Jack on. And in a surprising turn of events, Stephen Pienaar was the winner, despite some people arguing he wasn't even a showboater. But I think our Everton bias in our fans took us there. So Stephen's joining the likes of Zidane, Van Basten, Paul Pogba and Jason Kumas on the island. And he'll be there having a great time. This week, in aid of our special guests, we are going to go for our suggestions for teachers' pets. So... could go in a few different ways. Interesting to see which way the lads have gone. I think we'll have, after his terrible performance in Linky, Bob, you can start us off. See if you can redeem yourself.
I don't think I can, and I'm trying to be as calm as possible as I talk about this player, because after Saturday, I possibly despise him more than any Everton player ever. So a stat I saw is that he's now played 1,759 minutes under Everton's current manager, Sean Dyche. In that time, we've conceded 47 goals. So that's a goal every 37 minutes. I think we've been riddled by his poor performances for about 7-8 years now. He's had the occasional screamer, but he is possibly the most inept centre-half I have ever seen. Can't really move, can't turn. Considering he's 6'4", he decided he couldn't be arsed heading a quite an easy ball away for Villa's second goal the other day, I think. I think something else to strengthen the case for this player is that he's played under Sean Dyche before at Burnley. So I'm going for Michael Keane as my teacher's pet, because I can't for the life of me think why else he'd still be getting a game for Everton. He must be doing something at the training ground.
So I can't stand him. Being a positive thing then, yeah.
Yes.
Oh no, teacher's pets in this world, they're not good. No.
No, right, okay.
Unless yours are, that's fine.
I feel like Bob is just literally gone for someone he hates, though. Like he just really wanted to get that off his chest. He
mentioned Sean Dyche once. Everyone else is just how bad Michael Keane is a footy.
He was at United, wasn't he, Michael Keane?
Yeah, he was.
Must have been good, Bob.
With his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people call you two the Keens of the podcast world, to be fair.
Yeah, but we're more like Roy and Robbie.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel, Bob, you just wanted to get that off your chest. I'm not sure. I just don't think.
But playing in what is supposed to be his best position at centre half just doesn't make any sense because he's absolutely awful as a centre half, probably be great as a centre forward. I can't get my head round how he's managed to linger at Everton for as long as he has while being so completely and utterly useless.
Does he still play? Is it Northern Ireland he plays for?
No, he's English.
He's English,
made a couple of appearances for England. I think his brother plays for the Republic of Ireland.
Is he at Preston? He's still at Preston, Wilkie.
Yeah.
Is that Wigan? Was he at Wigan for a bit as well?
Yeah. I think they're both teachers' pets, to be honest, so put the pair of them on the island. I just wanted to rant, and I think I actually managed to compose myself and not use too many expletives.
Yeah.
Because I certainly did on Saturday.
I mean, it's not great being a United fan at the minute with some of our results, but yeah.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a
tweet today saying Jay-Z is looking at potentially buying into Everton.
The jokes write themselves, don't they?
Yeah, the quote was like 99 crossed out 100 problems.
Yeah, that is great. Right then, Bob started us off, I think, just about staying within the criteria, but not really. Sean, do you want to go next? I reckon Sean's always gives an impassioned argument, so yeah. I think we need it after that.
Okay.
So he's the teacher's pet himself.
As if. So, obviously, I think there's a lot, as you said, there's a lot of different types of teacher's pets in terms of my personal favourites always used to be like, not necessarily the naughty kids, but the ones that seemed a bit older that you could have a bit of a laugh with. They were always my favourites. But the person I've picked, I don't think is one of them. So, I think this might be another fairly negative one, but I've done my research, unlike Bob. Bob just watched the match on Saturday. That was it. So the player I'm going for is a man who's close to Everton. Some good, some bad. But he, in my opinion, must have been a teacher's pet since probably the age of 4, maybe even earlier in terms of growing up. Because I'm going to go with Frank Lampard, who was, when you think back, by all accounts, he was quite a clever kid in school. He's known as being one of the clever footballers.
UCSE in Latin, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. That famous stat, like much like us, eh? But he also, when he was in school, had a dad who was playing, well, first division football or whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? His dad's a fairly big name footballer. His uncle also is a related in the football world in some way, whether he was a manager then. So obviously Frank Lampard as a kid, he's going to be the big name on campus, isn't he? Like I had a girl in my first ever class whose dad used to be an Hollyoaks about 10 years ago, and everyone still buzzed off him at the gate. So imagine if your dad was Frank Lampard senior. So
a mate of mine teaches Pep's kids.
Pep does Guardian. He, yeah.
He's had parents evening with Pep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sean, wasn't Jodie Comer in your class? But the person you've mentioned is the one who was in Hollyoaks.
No. Yeah, but that's because I'm talking about a famous parent, not a famous...
Oh, yeah, true.
And Jodie Comer wasn't Jodie famous. Comer? Yeah, she was in my class in school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I did used to walk to school with her, but... I don't like to brag.
Like a stalker, or
oh yeah, walk behind her.
You're with her, or were you just from a distance?
Yeah, I used to wait until she'd left her house and then just go a couple of steps behind. Still do it now.
He was like Matt Dean trying to mark. He was just a few yards off.
Yeah, and I was just there butter. Then I think, yeah, so we go from having a famous dad and a famous uncle to then being managed by said famous uncle in your first ever professional contract. And there's also that famous video, isn't there, of when all the media are hounding Lampard and Uncle Harry does a big impassioned speech defending him, saying how great he is. Now, as much as that might have made Frank feel good, that's not helping anyone in the friendship stakes, is it? Do you know what I mean? When your uncle's having to bail you out.
He was right with everything he said, though, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I know, but the other players won't have been thinking that, will he? Julian Dix definitely wouldn't have been. He'll have been
and he literally compares him, doesn't he, to another player. And like when he's saying that, Redknapp, he says like some random fella, like he's not a patch on Lampard type thing. So that poor lad. And granted, no one knows his name, so
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think already there, Lampard's what, 19 years of age, and his whole life has been kind of an example of nepotism. Obviously, he had the talent, but it hasn't helped. And then I think, especially when you think back to his Chelsea days, and you've got Mourinho there, obviously a very strong man, very principled man. I can't imagine a bigger bootlicker than Frank Lampard in that changing room, especially when he's probably trying to be like the alpha, but then big JT's in the corner.
Shagging everyone.
Well, that makes you the alpha, doesn't it? Getting in the changes, exactly. Doing that. But yeah, there's no way Lampard is ever throwing his weight around. I read Ancelotti's book recently, and he talks about when he got sacked, and he says the English lads took me out for a meal. So that, I'm assuming that's just John Terry and Frank Lampard. And you're like, come on, he's not even managing anymore. Just leave it. You've got work to be doing where they ever took over. I don't even know who that was. I think as much as Lampard's talent, it obviously helps him. I think being a well-spoken, maybe a bit of a posh kid coming from this football heritage, that's obviously going to get some sway with managers. And I think even when now he's getting managerial jobs, whether or not it's
not anymore
prominent, I think his whole career has been built on it. I think it probably still will. So I think that the biggest teacher spent football is Frank Lampard Jr. Specify that, because that makes the point.
Well, my only thing against that is the nepotism. So if like it, did he get away with a lot? Did he get more opportunities because of his parents than just being a teacher's pet?
So you mean there's more to it than a teacher's pet?
Well, like, I don't know. Like, would you? Is it a case that, you know, if let's say you're teaching Frank Lampard as a teacher, are you giving him a little bit more leeway because of who his dad is? Or is he actually really a good kid to teach?
Did the girl from Hollyoaks, like, do they get any treatments in your class? That's the only thing we can compare to, Sean.
Not from me, but from teachers in the past, definitely. No, I agree. He probably was a good kid. He probably was. And obviously, he was clever by all accounts.
Yeah.
But also, I think, as we know from education, the footballers and the sporty kids get a lot of the time, an extra boost anyway, don't they? Whether that's, they might not get anything for it, but they're kind of like given the confidence boost, they're always complimented. And I reckon Frank Lampard probably had a lot of that when he was a kid. And he probably could have done with going into a football club where he had maybe a tough manager to... I mean, do you know what? I'm saying this as if Frank Lampard had a terrible career.
He did pretty well, he had
one of the best careers of all time, so he can tell me to shut up.
I suppose a point to back you up there is if you think about England in the, you know, the golden age, he pushed the score back to the left, didn't he?
Yeah, he's never dropped.
You ask most players, who would you have over Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard? Player-wise, they always go Scholes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
England managers always preferred Frank. No, yeah.
It's all coming together for you, Sean.
Well, I think I've won him round there. He won himself round.
That Mourinho quote as well, when he said something like, the players I had back then were men at the age of 23, 24, and he calls out Lampard as being like properly grown up and behaving properly at a relatively young age. And yeah, the players are now armed.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't say if I looked at Lampard, he was. He probably just didn't cause any issues, if you know what I mean.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I've interpreted that quote as. Yeah. That he was a bit of a nerd, behaved himself all the time.
Absolutely.
Or was he just too clever to be caught?
That's it. We all know one of them.
Oh, yeah. So he probably was a bad egg, really. Just hid it very well.
Yeah. You've got to take his whole life.
I think you've got to take into account as well, in terms of primary, did he commit to the school football team? Was he an honest You know, did he treat it like it was his everything? Because that's what I want from my kids, whether they're at any clubs. I'm like, this school, this badge should mean the world to you. Now, if Lampard was fighting for every ball for me in year six, I'm backing him all the way. But whether he was like, oh, I've got a game at the weekend, I can't play.
Yeah, too big for his boots, yeah.
Exactly. I'd be like, clear off then, your dad's famous, not you.
And eat your words.
Yeah.
No, Frank Lampard was definitely one of those kids who got into the main school football team in year four.
Yeah.
That's when you know a kid's special, when they're playing up a couple of years at primary school.
Imagine though, if you were the like manager and you're saying your year six team, and then you went in like Smith, and you could be the person you say, I dropped him in year six. He didn't make my team were that good. I didn't see it.
That's what I say about Jody Comer. I rejected her in year six.
Yeah,
you had a restraining order.
We were talking, I was talking about like being at, because both myself and Adam run our school football teams, and I find it funny. So playing football for your school at primary school is like the equivalent, the primary school equivalent of international football.
Yeah.
I find it hilarious that like all the, when you play a fixture, they're all mates because they all play with each other on the weekend, but then at school level, it becomes an intense rivalry. But yeah.
It used to get in my head though when I ran my school football team, because I used to think the kids' perceptions of what's good was off a little bit, and they'd come to me and go, he's unbelievable, him, you know. And it'd get in my head then. I'd be like, right, we need three players on him. He'd get the ball and he was terrible.
I do that all the time. I'll say who's, and you'll know a kid as soon as he turn up. If they look the part, they tend to be. The part.
If they've got coloured boots on and
yeah.
I have a rule with my kids. So like, if we rock up to a tournament and they go, oh, that's Michael from this team, he's quality. I go, excuse me, you focus on yourself, sunshine. Don't worry about anyone else. Like, what will be, will be.
I think you're gonna go. You're gonna say studs up knee high first minute.
Yeah. So about that, Michael, he's tearing us apart, guys. Someone do something. Yeah.
No, I try and scope as much information and change my tactics to go with it.
Change your tactics.
I've had kids in my school team who were just there to man mark. They do nothing but just sit on whoever gets told is like, oh, their play is great. I'm like, right, sit on him.
Do like that time party sung Mark Pirlo out the game, that sort of thing. Yeah,
sung in my team every time.
Our primary schools actually faced off years ago in the final of a Manchester United tournament, where the winners would go and represent United in a primary school Premier League tournament, played at a Premier League ground. Unfortunately, Lee wasn't there, but it was his team that he took to the qualifier, and it went to Pens. And it was just like Oasis all over again. I got over the line on Pens, and our kids
if
went.
If I'd
and
have been
it.
There, I'd have scoped out Adam's key players, put my party sung on him, and it wouldn't have even gone to Pens.
Oasis, Oasis, year six, and Linky. It's just all these things. I thought you were going to say like if you were both there, that time where like Phil Neville and Gary Neville didn't talk to each other in the tunnel, like the week before, not no.
It had been an intense rivalry. It's like when my stepson went to the school down the road from us. And so obviously when he was in year six, he was playing for the school team against my school team. And that became a really intense rivalry for the three games we played. And every time we played them, we absolutely battered them. But they had a keeper who was at United at the time. And he was just mustard. Like, you just couldn't get the ball past him. And an our keeper, honestly, he could not catch for his life. I mean, he could stop, but anything that came in the air, he just couldn't catch it. I mean, I saw him actually. He works at the McDonald's around the corner from us. And when he went to hand me the food, I started panicking, like, don't drop it. And every time he played them, it would always be some absolute calamity from our keeper. And then they'd score and nick it. Three times we played him, and even though now my stepson's 21, he will always bring it up about how he beat us with the school game. So those rivalries are always there.
Good to see you haven't let it get to you as well.
No. Yeah.
Right then. That all stemmed from Frank Lampard. That was a great discussion. I love it. Any one of the guests wanted to put forward their teacher's pet? Anyone want to jump in?
Go on, I'll go if you want.
Go on, Lee.
Yeah, mine is, I just went, I didn't look at stats or information or anything. I just went off who came to my mind straight away. And I also, I'm going to base this off the fact that every club, he gets the same vibe. So whenever, whichever club he's played for, it's always the same. He's always playing the same role. He's favoured by the manager. Same at international level when, you know, when he's playing regularly. So that's why I think Michael Keane, you know, if it was a case that he'd been in the United team for 10 years and you know, but he wasn't favoured at United, was he? So so I've gone for Mason Mount. And I know a lot have been written about a lot's been written about him being a bit of a teacher's pet. And when I think of like what a teacher's pet is, it's a kid who just does exactly what you want all the time. Like not necessarily the brightest, so he's not necessarily the best player. But if you ask him to do something, he'll just do it to a standard, and you just like he just listens to everything. That for me, going off having to teach my year threes last year, just any child that will just listen to my instructions and do what I ask is the perfect teacher's pet. And Mason Mount seems to have been bought by United because, you know, he's a player who can stick to the plan. So, yeah. And the same at England, wasn't it? When he was in the England team, you'd probably say there was probably better players, but Mason Mount just carries out the game. He does exactly what the manager wants him to do, which is what I would define as a teacher's pet. And he does it any club he plays for. And really, I don't think if it's different circumstances as to why he sort of left Chelsea rather than, you know, not being good enough or not, you know, not being in favour with the manager. He was just, yeah. And he's just not fit enough at the minute. So I suppose that might work against him. He's always injured. He's always off sick. But yeah, I'm going Mason Mount.
Also a bit linked to Frank Lampard. You saw Frank Lampard's teacher's pet, wasn't he?
I was just going to say, Lampard ran, so Mason Mount could... No, let's do that again. Lampard, what is he?
It's Lampard walked, so Mason Mount could run.
That's the one I meant to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, Derby sure. Money.
Yeah, and Chelsea.
And he brought him through at Chelsea, yeah, I think. Yeah. I think that's a good shout. That. I wouldn't have seen that one coming, but as soon as you said it, that made sense, I think. He is that sort of player, isn't he? You wouldn't say he's brilliant or anything, but as you say, every manager seems to pick him.
Yeah. He also doesn't seem to have any kind of bite back, does he? You know, like in the media when he's getting slated. He's the kind of kid that will just like take it, let everyone just pick on him. He's just doesn't have anything. Doesn't have it in him. It doesn't seem.
And I suppose it's not really happened at United. He's not played consistently enough. But if it would. He'd be the sort of player that the manager would come out and defend. A bit like Harry, you could see Ten Hag going on Harry Redknapp type rant about Mason Mount for sure. I mean, he seems a nice enough guy. Like you say, he's not, you wouldn't say he's world class, but if you need someone to do a particular job, he has a particular set of skills. So, and as a teacher, that's exactly what you want. Just someone who's going to do exactly, not go rogue, not go off the plan, just do exactly, just execute your role. You know, you're getting observed. Someone's coming in and it's like, right, you've got your little lollipop sticks at the front. With 30 different, well.
All with his name on.
All with his name on, exactly. You know, if a question goes to him, he's going to give you a standard answer that will get you through. He's not going to give an answer that's going to light the world on fire, but just enough for you to get through that observation and be like, yeah, you're doing all right.
He's not showboating for Ofsted. He's just there doing his thing. Yeah, I like it. That's a great answer, right? Any other thoughts on Mason Mount?
Sorry, just it's not about Mason Mount, but talking about definitions of teacher's pets. One of the best ones I ever heard was my wife's cousin. She was in like year two at the time, something like that. And she was like, I'm one of my teacher's favourites, you know? And I was like, why? Yeah, how come? She went, well, it's because I'm really kind and I look after people. And because I tell her everything that happened at playtime. I was like, there we go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mason Mount does look like, he does look like he'd be a grass.
Yeah.
Perfect, right then. Go on, Adam. I'll finish off. You can go next to Rahman.
Yeah, I was umming and ahhing in between two, and one of them actually had a bit of a stint at Everton, but I'm not going to go for him because I feel like, you know, there's been couple of Everton connections, so I'll try and move away. That it was going to be Gareth Barry, only because there was a point in time, and it kind of happens with loads of players for England. But if you ever remember around the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, Fabio Capello was basically he refused to kind of look at any other midfielder until Gareth Barry was fit, and it was like, surely in this whole country we have a player better than Gareth Barry in that position. And then we probably did.
Probably didn't. What a player he was.
I mean, Gareth Barry...
He's not soft.
No, not at all. But I always think with teacher's pet, most teacher's pet, like the ones you've said, apart from Michael Keane, were great players and deserved to play. I think Gareth Barry was just so... Like you said, he was one that just ticked all the boxes and played. That's why he had a crazy amount of appearances, like James Milner. But I've gone for a player who made 346 professional appearances, scored 14 in that time. And his name is Lee Cattermole. Now, a lot of people may be thinking, Cattermole can't be a teacher's pet because he would have been one of the naughty ones. But for someone who played for 10 years, 233 appearances in a cauldron like Sunderland, he must have been doing something, because I just don't think he was very good, really. And to have 10 goals in 233 appearances, I know he was a defensive mid, but I mean, he just...
Probably more sendings off, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's the thing, if you have a player who's not offering you that much, not technically that good. I know he was like one of those, he was one of those heart on sleeve, I always call them heart on sleeve players, you know, the ones that kind of sweat and they get wet on the sides and the back of the hair, but the top stays dry. He was always like one of them players, Cattermole. And I just think he must have been doing something right, because those stats are shocking. He was shocking. And, you know, sometimes he must have been.
Was it not a case he got so many appearances at Sunderland because no one else would have him? Because didn't he go from Premiership down to like League Two with him?
He did go quite a bit down, didn't he?
Documentary still there. He's like the only player that stayed there.
But that's what I mean. He's a teacher's pet. If he's refusing to, like, it's like what he reminds me of is like, even if something better is going on elsewhere, say someone wanted to take Cattermole, he's like that one, like, can I stay in and do jobs? No, you can't, Cattermole. Get out on the yard.
See?
Yeah, but is it more of a case of like he's just being held back a couple of years?
I view Cattermole as like a playground enforcer, though. Do you know, like, one of the diddly ladies gets him on side and goes, you go and keep an eye on that footy match over there. Yeah. I reckon that's how we stayed so long. Managers would, because he probably wasn't the brightest, take him under the wing and say, you manage them. All the tricky ones, you manage them. And they're probably all a bit scared of him.
So I think he's obviously the naughty kid a bit. And then you get him on side and then he's like, want the class are playing up, and he tells everyone to shut up because he wants to learn. And you're sort of like, what happened with Lee today?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, and then once you've got him there, he's yours, he's your pet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can forgive his numerous sendings off in his large shorts.
Yeah, I was just going to mention his large shorts because he looked like a teacher's pet with the way he wore his kit.
Yeah, tucked in, socks pulled up. And I also think that Cattermole, after his football career has ended, has probably gone and done some sort of coaching course, or he might have just like gone back and finished his GCSEs. And I think for work experience, he'd have gone back to Sunderland. I think that's what would have happened.
That's maybe he wore those shorts because they were like year six shorts, so you never stayed in year two.
Very good.
There were some honourable mentions. There was some of it, like, I was tempted with Maguire for England.
Oh yeah.
Like, is it a case that if you're a teacher's pet, you're a teacher's pet for everyone,
or just
no, we can just one manager. Certain teachers like certain kids, don't they?
Yeah, he behaves me.
Yeah. So, like, what Adam said about Gareth Barry with Capello, there was like Calvin Phillips with Southgate. You know, teachers, if you're a teacher's pet, that teacher remembers you forever. No matter what other class you get, you're still fond of that teacher. So when Gareth Southgate in the summer said about you can't replace Calvin Phillips when you've got some of the best midfield players in the world, that just sort of like, yeah, teacher's pet there. And then I was thinking of, like, obviously being a United fan, like Park Ji-sung is got to be in the mix for, again, carrying out your job and just doing all the hard, you know.
Yeah.
He's the one that would stay behind and clean the whiteboard, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Park Ji-sung, a few extra house points. So, yeah, there's a few honourable mentions in there as well.
The Nevilles
have done well for me.
I don't think we can even talk about Gary Neville. He's king of the teacher's pets, isn't he? Like he's 50 and he still calls Alex Ferguson the boss. He just needs to get a life.
To be fair though, if you see a kid you used to teach and they're always like, "Right, sir," it is a good feeling. I don't hate on Neville for that. It's respect. It's football heritage.
he can't help but just always talk about it as well. He's always got to bring it back to like every conversations. I don't know whether he was teacher's pet, but to Gary Neville, there is no better person in the world than Sir Alex. Like, yeah. There's a proper deep love. He is. I always remember that story where he said about when he left school, he literally just bombed off all his mates.
All his mates, yeah.
Just got rid of everyone.
Hard to get rid of one mate.
Especially when it's your brother.
But, yeah. And Phil.
Yeah.
I think Phil might be worse.
Phil's definitely worse. For the same reason I suggested Michael Keane, but we won't go back into that.
Right then. I'll quickly do mine just because we've gone on longer. My one, I feel like I'm already, I forgot about mine. Really wrapped it up then.
Sorry, I didn't realise. That's why I went into the honourable mentions thing then.
No, I've just had to go to sixth of my list now. They were all mine. You've just said.
No way you had Catamol.
I did not. Mine, I've gone a bit. I feel like I'm going a bit with Bobby, where I'm sort of going with someone I just don't really like. So mine is going to be Bernardo Silva. And I think he ticks a few of the same boxes as others, where he's absolutely loved by every manager. Pep Guardiola absolutely adores him. There's been rumours of him leaving. I think Pep would say he's one of the ones. Maybe him and Gundogan are the two teachers' pets of the city that they absolutely love. All the pundits absolutely love Bernardo Silva. He plays all over the pitch. He can play any position. He was basically playing holding mid the other week. But my thinking of it was, I was sort of imagining from like playing football, I sort of see him in another sense where he's a bit like the manager's son playing for a team, where he's a bit of a snide. He's a bit of a sulk. He does things. I remember him last year, he like stamped on Salah. I remember like he was being...
Strong with that.
Yeah, no, we like that part. Yeah. But I'm just using it as an example to suit my arguments here. There was one when Liverpool won the league and City was supposed to give the guard of honour, and he was like, he stood there sulking and refused to do it. Again, I'm quite like that, but I just think he can get away with it because he's like the way a manager's son behaves. You know he's not going to get subbed. You know he's not going to get taken off. And I think he's just a combination of them things, and he is a snide, and I don't particularly like him. So short and sweet, that's going to be my teacher's pet nomination.
Yeah. Bernardo Silva is short and sweet as well, isn't he? So.
Yeah, great player though.
He'd be like the sort of kid who'd like run to training and be like, "I overheard my dad pick the team last night. I know who's in the team."
Yeah, you know, he even lets him pick the team. He lets them announce the team. Bernardo tells everyone if they're playing on or who's on the bench. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I think he's more maybe fits into his dad runs the team and he say we'll play with someone like that. I think. Right. Should we any other thoughts before we wrap it up? Any other honourable mentions, Bob? Did you have any? Or
don't think so, no.
I think the Nevilles were the obvious ones, weren't they? Right then. Quickly wrapping up then. So we have our nominations for teacher. In fact, does Bob need to get rid of one, Sean?
He should do, really, because we... So what we do, lads, we put the four nominations into a Twitter poll, and then it gets voted for. But obviously there's five of us, so we've got a rule when we have five where whoever won last week's poll gets to vote one out.
Right.
So it's Bob's choice, unfortunately.
And he should really be voting himself
he
out.
Definitely but... should be voting. If there's any justice, he will do that.
I suppose if I do talk about Michael Keating, I can just slag him off even more. Who did you go for, Sean? I've forgotten yours.
Lampard.
Yeah, I think the rest of the cases were too good. I was really hoping I'd be able to keep mine to boot Callum's off next when he's back.
Oh, yeah. I'll sort that, don't worry. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll remove Michael Keane.
Get it.
Burn himself from
just because yeah. Well, that's what I'd want to do in real life.
If you manifest it, it might happen.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the start of the manifestation. Manifestation. I'm exterminating Michael Keane.
Fantastic. What a way to finish. So, nominees for the poll on Twitter, get yourself over and vote for Teacher's Pet. We have Frank Lampard, Bernardo Silva, Mason Mount, and Lee Catmull. So, as I say, get yourself over to X and see who gets to join the rest of the lads on the island.
Lee Catmull will be looking at that poll going, well, what's this? My greatest ever midfielders.
Yeah. He's never been in such an esteemed company, has he?
Yeah. I'm hoping that it's one of those things that just goes crazy on Twitter and everyone's just like, Catmull!
Yeah, like when he got Henderson to be on the front cover of FIFA, do you remember that?
Oh god.
He could have another one of them.
Yeah.
Just based on the fact it's coming from our Twitter account, it won't go mad, just to let you know. Yeah, but
that's true.
He could have been in the mix. Henderson, he always comes across.
Yeah, he could have been.
I wish I'd have picked Henderson actually. Don't like him. Yeah. Right then. Shall we move on to our game of the week, Sean?
Yep. Right. So you'll be glad to know, everyone, that this is our final segment of the episode. And it's our titular game called Keeping Up Appearances. So in this game, we put three games from this weekend's Premier League into a wheel. It randomly selects one and then we get a random number. With that number, we then have to choose a player who's played as close to that many appearances for either team. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Now, our rules go that when we have guests on, they get to pick the games to keep it fair. So if you could have a quick look, if you don't mind,
of
this weekend's footy and then just give me three games.
We'll put
United in, United Palace.
Yeah, go West Ham Chelsea, because if it's a low number, Chelsea will be D's.
Oh, it's Man City Arsenal, isn't it? On Sunday, go for that.
Right, our three games are in. So we've gone for Crystal Palace against United, West Ham Chelsea, and then the big one. City Arsenal. Let's spin the wheel and see which game we're playing with this week. It has landed on City Arsenal. Now that's Arsenal 2 weeks running. We had them last week as well with the North London Derby. So are we just going to do predictions, do we think? So rather than we'd normally maybe have a little chat about the game, but I don't know. I don't want to keep you lads too long.
No. What as in what we think? City at home, isn't it? Do you know what I think? Arsenal might. I'm gonna go Arsenal. I think they've just got to step up from last season. I think they'll learn the lesson because they went to City last year and that was the game where they were celebrating a draw, weren't they?
Yeah.
Carragher was going mad at Odegaard for taking a picture. I think they've got to step it up. Yeah. I think they've got to step it up and go for the win, haven't they? Because really,
I think a lot depends. Odegaard, Rice, if they can, they're both back.
I don't think Odegaard's back, is he?
No,
Rice got two yellows, didn't he? So he should be back.
Yeah.
I think City will have to be really good. I think it'll be interesting. Haaland against Gabriel and Saliba because they've just been the best. I actually had a fiver on Gabriel to score first in the North London Derby, so that was decent. But yeah, I think it might be tight. I'm going to go 1-1.
I think a 0-0 again.
I'm going to go with 1-0. Arsenal nick it.
Bob.
2-1 Arsenal.
I can't see it being high scoring. I was half going to go fairly low, but I'll go, just to mix up, I'll go 2-1 City. Am I the only one that went City there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's always a safe bet, City, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, could go either way, couldn't it? Yeah.
Right, then number.
Yeah, let's get the number. So, as always, our number is between 50 and 450. So we're looking at a player that's played in between those. And if we generate our number, it is, I don't know if you can see that, but it's 73. So last week we had a high Arsenal, if I remember. And now we've got 73 for either Arsenal or City. So you've got a bit of time to think.
Are we saying no current, Sean?
So if it's under 100, we say no current players.
Right.
So it's got to be, yeah, fast.
So someone who's just played 73 times for City or Arsenal but don't play for them anymore?
Yeah. And it's all competitions.
I reckon I've got my guess.
Oh, I was going to say, you've got a bit of time. We normally take a couple of minutes, but...
So XX players. All right, okay.
Right. I'm going to go...
It's like Linky all over again.
Worked for him then, though.
It did work for him. Have you got one, Lee? No. Are you having the thing?
Yeah, I'll go.
Looks like he's looking down at some of that, Lee. You're not searching appearances by chance here.
No.
We are missing Callum. He's our usual cheating.
Yeah. Callum goes quieter right now while we're having a little chat.
Am I just going one player or one from both teams?
No, just one player. So, yeah, right. If we'll just have a couple of minutes and then we'll go through them when we've all got an answer.
Okay.
But we'll try and be quick, so we're not keeping you.
I've got one for both teams that I might stick in there. Right.
As always, around this time as well, while everybody at home has a little think, we do a song of the week, normally linked to our theme. So, any school-based songs we can think of? I think "What I Go to School For" by Busted was floated. I don't know if you're going to beat that.
What about that School of Rock song? That, like, if you want to be a teacher,
got to be that one, yeah.
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 No, I thought I agree with that
one. You can imagine Catamole being the drummer, can't you?
if I was any good at Photoshop, I'd do that. I'd put them all in. Lampard being Zach on the shredding guitar.
It's when you listen back to that Busted song now, it's it's not right, is it?
No, he changed it for the tour though.
Yeah, they have, because I think Matt Willis was on an interview and he was basically saying it's just really weird singing certain lyrics when they're heading towards the mid 40s.
Yeah.
So they've changed it. So it's she may be 33.
Yeah, but it's now so she may be
33.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone, go and listen to Teacher's Pet, School of Rock. What a song that is! Unbelievable.
Yeah,
as good as no vacancies though. No, rightful winners.
Yeah. I always wanted that to get released. Imagine how good that would do.
I had it on here. You could get it on the School of Rock soundtrack.
What was that off LimeWire?
Don't know.
Yeah, it probably was.
What position are you thinking, Adam?
Do you know what? I've got two in my head, and one's a centre back, and one's, I think, was a bit of an attacking mid. But I'm just trying to, I'm just thinking premieres. I'm just thinking montages, who was there, who wasn't. A lot of Oasis in premieres. but yeah, no, I think I'm probably going to go for my defender, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm ready anyway.
I am as well. What about you, Bob?
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't very convincing, but we'll go anyway. Right, let's get some answers. So, as Adam was straight in, he's been itching to get his answer in now for a couple of minutes. So, yeah. Go on, I'll let you go first.
I'm now thinking, right, I'll go for it. I'm going to go for Martin Demichelis for City.
That sounds sensible.
That does sound a good guess.
I've got no idea. That's why I'm silent. I've got no opinion either way.
As in, do we need to check it?
No, so Tosh will do all the checking.
Well, yeah.
Lee's already checked half the squads from 2006 to 16.
He does look very confident. You are right, he does.
He wants this win. I'm telling you, he wants to beat me because it's now forever.
Yeah.
Soccer AM.
He's on a losing streak already, isn't he?
They've started a podcast now, haven't they? Have you listened to theirs?
I listened to the first one.
Is that any good?
It was all right, you know. I was expecting it to be terrible. It was actually all right.
There's Tubes on it.
Yeah. Tubes, Robbie Knox, Sheephead, and Lovejoy and Head Chamberlain.
Light drizzle.
Yeah.
Right. Go on, Lee, do you want to go next?
Right, I'm going Adebayor.
Who for?
Oh.
Whichever one he's closest to. I think he played more for Arsenal, didn't he? So I'll go City.
I don't think that's a bad shout, to be fair.
Yeah, me neither. I think they're both good shouts.
Do you want to go next, Josh?
Yeah, go on. I've just started checking the lads. I had a few suggestions, so I'll give some honourable mentions. Stuck between two. I think I'm going to go for a similar time to Demichelis. I think someone he signed from Arsenal as well, so a bit like Adebayor. I'm going to go Bakary Sagna.
Oh, that's decent.
I feel like, yeah.
Masri.
Oh.
I was just thinking of ones who played for both. Unless someone's got that as their shout. Apologies if they have.
No. Can I go next, just in case Bob steals mine?
I mean, I'm going to steal yours.
Yeah. Nor do I. So, just if you're unaware, I'm terrible at this game.
And Bob's great.
Bob's very good at the game. So, but I did think Adam was going to steal mine before when he said Martin. I was a bit worried. So I'm going for a man who I've been compared to quite often. Mainly for his skills as a left winger and also for his... For being follically challenged. I'm going to go for Martin Petrov.
Yeah, decent.
That does sound like a sensible guess for your standard show.
I know, I'm hoping so. But I thought that last week and it was...
I also feel like, has he been guessed before? I don't know.
What was the number last week? What was the winner last week?
In fact, it wasn't actually that high. It was 206 and it was Tottenham Arsenal. And Bob, you won, didn't you?
Bob was 9 out with Canu.
Yeah.
I've got a couple. Does anyone want to go through honourable mentions or do you want to wait till I've done mine?
Just in case.
So, I'm not entirely sure who I'm going for. I was trying to think of City Barclaysman. So, my first guess was Alano.
Yeah, I was thinking Alano.
Then... I went a bit rogue with my Arsenal shouts. Went for a fella that lost most of his leg against Birmingham, Matt Eduardo. Or Carlos Vela.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go for Eduardo.
Remember there was one we played him around Christmas. He scored a couple of goodies and he was great.
Yeah.
Until Martin Taylor saw him off. Just got to check Eduardo. I've got all the rest in, I think.
You can feel a tension, can't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying to think of other players who play for both Arsenal and City.
Clichy.
Clichy. Did you?
Clichy, yeah.
I thought he'd been too much. I did think cliche. I had Rubino was my other one.
David Seaman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I think the results are in. Let me just double check the maths after. But last one's embarrassing one. Right then. Results are in then. So we have everyone within 35. So pretty good guesses this week. In fifth place with 106 appearances. So 33 out is Martin DeMichelis.
No way.
Justice. Get your Oasis tickets up your ass, pal.
If you win that game, doesn't that mean you get the tickets?
I think so.
Should have specified that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
In fourth place, with only 45 appearances, which surprised me, and 28 out, was Emmanuel Adebayor.
Oh.
How many did he get for Arsenal? He must have got more than that.
Yeah, he got more. I didn't check. That's where I say must have been way more. He
could have done the average.
That's a hollow victory, that. That's a taking that's a taking part sticker at Sports Day for you, Lee. I'm not getting involved in that sort of noise.
Right, then the next couple of guesses from us then were all within 15. So in third place with 86 appearances was Bakary Sagna. And the last two were both within six, so two extremely good guesses. We had one with 67 appearances and one with 72, so only one out. With 67 appearances was Eduardo, which means Sean's taking it this week. I think it's maybe second win of the season, actually, Sean.
It
you
is.
Might be on four.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bottom every other one, so you are struggling still. But with 72 was Martin Petrov, so Sean's taking a win there.
Sean.
What an episode for me, this Linky and now this.
Maybe you should, every week you should go for someone who's similarly follically challenged.
That's not about
challenging. That's your inspiration.
I've just got to pick a baldy.
Yeah.
No, I've actually just checked. I think you won the other week. I did Linky as well. I think you won the keeping appearances. So obviously, once you get on a roll.
Yeah.
Who did he win with? John Joe Shelby.
Okay, let's have a quick look then at our updated leaderboard. So our guests are on a combined two. We thought this week we're having two guests, we might get a few more points, but unfortunately not. Then even though it's my second win of the season, I'm still bottom on 11. Callum is third on 12. Tosh is second on 16. And Bob is in top on 20. Right. Thank you for listening to what I think could be one of our best episodes. I've really enjoyed that. Lee and Adam, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate taking up your time, especially on a school night. Mm-hmm. We know how valuable it is, but hopefully you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
Oh, no, it's been great. Yeah, thanks for having
me. Appreciate it, gents. Cheers.
So keep an eye on the Twitter poll. We've got our four nominations up there, minus Michael Keane, thankfully. So get your votes in, share them, tell a friend. Let's try and get as many votes as we can so justice is served. And other than that, give us a listen, share all of our social medias with your friends, and we'll see you next week.
That was good.
That was great, wasn't it?
I think that could be the best one ever.
The main thing is we didn't have Cal as well.
Oh, yeah, that always makes it better.